All right, we're doing the area of Bedika and Bittel. And we're raising the question, what's the problem? What's the issue at hand? So it's true, no doubt about it. What is Bittel and Bedika? And how do they come under one system? Why do you need both? What do they accomplish, etc.? But I was thinking there's a more basic problem that made it interesting, you know, that really made the Rishonim really focus in on it. Which really is that basically Chametz is an Isser Hanoah. And because it's Usser Bahanoah, it's by definition in Mamon Eino Shelo. It's Eino Shelo. As the Ramban says it very well in the Chidushei Ramban, he says, the Kavan Shelo Hikpida Torah Ela Shelo Yehei Chamet Shelo Birshuso. The Isure Hana, here it is. The Isure Hana ain't on Momo. Velo Karinin Be Lacha. Bidin Hu Shelo Yavar Love Beklom. In other words, it's not yours. But then you have the strange halacha of Tashbisu. But it's already not yours. So, of course, you guys all know the answer. The famous statement of Rabbi Shmuel. They are based dvarim, she'enem b'shusa shel adam, v'asana kasav kilu heim b'shuso. Bor b'shusa rabim and chametz for Pesach. So, really, bedin mamon, this stuff isn't yours altogether. Because it's in Isurei Hanah. So, you have no zechusim in the chayfetz. And now the Torah threw it back somehow into your Rishus. It made it yours. And then it comes back and tells you to do Tashbisu. And the question is, how does all that work? How do you formulate that system? It's a very strange system. It's not yours. Now the Torah makes it yours, and then the Torah says, do touch piso to make it not yours. So I think that's, of course, what required, that's why the Rishonim applied themselves to really explain what is going on here. How does this whole thing work? All right? I think that at the end of the day, that's the real, that's the crux of the issue. I'm not interested when Tashbisu happens yet. We'll figure that out. The point is, what is Tashbisu? So you shouldn't be over the Yisr of Bayerah Bayamatze. What's Bayerah Bayamatze? Bailus and Chametz. But Medin Mamon, you don't have Bailus and Chametz. It's an Yisr Anah. So clearly Tashbisu is not coming to solve that problem. It's coming to solve the problem of that the Torah asana tkara ki'ilu b'shusa. The Torah made it yours. And now you're chayiv to get rid of it. That's the problem. Otherwise, you who would know such a thing? You would say that chametz is asur b'hanah, and therefore it doesn't have a din mamon whatsoever. And therefore I would have said, I mean, of course, it can't be an Isser Bayerah Bayamatzeh. How could it be Bayerah Bayamatzeh? Unless you say Bayerah Bayamatzeh, it doesn't mean Bailus. But I mean, of course, we all know it does mean Bailus. So the answer is that no, Bayerah Bayamatzeh tells you there's an Isser Bailus. And somehow the way you get rid of the Bailus is now through Bittel and Bedika. And that's what needs to be examined. Okay. In other words, bialis by definition is having zechusim in an object. If you have an object that you have no rights in it, what's your bialis? Wherein lies your bialis? That's why the Ramban says very well that since it's an iser hana, okay, it has no din mamon. He says, the surah hana ain't on mamon, velo karinin beilacha. Bidin hu shelo yavro lav beklum. I didn't make this up. Ramban says it very well. That's it. There's no bialis. Okay, so we'll start with the Ran on the Rif. Okay, Bokines Achametz, Pirish Rashi, Kidei Shelo Yavrol, B'Bal Yiroa, B'Bal Yimotze. So Rashi learned that the opening Mishnah, Bedika, Din Bedika, is to avoid the Isser B'Bal Yiroa, B'Bal Yimotze. Vikshu B'Tosos, Da'Kaim Alon, D'Mid Araisa, B'Bitl Ba'al Masagi, Kidisa B'Gamara. Okay. The Gemara says that midaraisa daf dalad amid beis, that midaraisa bittel ba'alma is sufficient. V'sof sof lo sagi below bittel kidamina b'gemara bodik tzarof shiavatel. And then you have a Gemara in vav amid beis that says whoever does bedika must do bittel. V'kevet shekein who hechi asya bedika kidei shelo yavar alav b'vayi rabbi yamatzei halo patanashi below bittel. Yes, how could Rashi say that Bedika is in order, was instituted not to violate Bayerah by Yamatze, but whoever does Bedika must do Bittel. And Bittel Midaraisa is Sagi. So that's it. So Bedika is not the real cure. It doesn't make sense to say that's why it was instituted. That's Tosas Kasha. You have to do bittel also, bodik tzarof shiavatel, and bittel alone does the trick. V'yesh lomar. So now here's the Ran giving an answer, which of course the answer now he just gives in short, and then the rest of the Ran is really to explain it. V'yesh lomar, d'mideraisa b'chad minayel sagi, klomar, o b'bedika o b'bittel, d'bedika l'chuda nami mahanya, kidarmina lo b'gamaral or aner minolon, Upashtina le mikroy alma de bedika nami midaraisehi. V'chol shebodak min haTorah eino tzarach levatel. Okay, so that's the basic answer, that it's either bedika or bittel. So when the Gemara said the midaraisa bittel ba'alma sagi, the Gemara is saying, yeah, you don't have to do bedika. Bittel alone would be enough, but not to exclude the possibility of doing bedika midaraisa. You could do bedika, and he takes the or haner. The limud of Or HaNer very seriously, and he says that that'd be deraisa. V'chol shabadik meritorin etzarech levatel hitach shaper ikal meimar debedika asi kidei shelo yavala bayiro bayimotze shema shitzvichu chom bitel acha bedika eino ela medivrehem shema yimotze gluski yafifia v'dait eluya kidis v'gamar. So he learns that really bedika would have solved the problem. And the reason why the bodek has to also do bittel is a separate chi of midrabanan, because shemi yamotzei gluski yafifia, that even though it's true the bedika was good, but the bedika will only at the moment will avoid your being over the iser of bayira bayamotzei. But if you should find the Gluski Afifia on Yantif, so then it's still possible that you'll violate Bayirah Bayamatze at that time. At that time. Not Limafreya, but at that time. And Bittel prevents that problem. How all that works, that he goes on to explain. Okay? But that's the format of his answer. And then he says, "Mnei Shirisi beInyanei Bedika Ubitel Dvarim Muuravin Ra'isi Lafarshin, Yafa Yafa. Okay? He knows there's big problems here, and it's not clear to people, so therefore he's going to explain it very carefully. Okay, here we go. Ha'resha Amra Torah B'yom Arishon Tashbisa Sor Mibateichem V'armina B'gamara D'midaraisa B'bitl Ba'al Masagi V'nafkala M'dichsiv Tashbisu V'logsiv Tivaro O Tisrafu Kenyan Shapirish Bavoris Kachavim Hashcheis Rof V'kalei K'divrei Rashi U'lefikech Tirgem Unkelis Tashbisu Tivatlon Inami nafkala medichsiv lo yirel lecha kidivrei rabbeinu atzarfasim v'hachi tanya besifri lo yirel lecha soar batel belibcha. Okay. So first he tells you that when the Torah says tashbisu, the Torah is telling you something new here. It's telling you there's a thing called bittel. And bittel is how you avoid Bal Yeron, Bal Yemotze. That's that paragraph. Or that statement. In my Gemara, it's a paragraph. Whatever. Okay, that's point number one. All right? The Torah used that special language of Tashbisu exactly for that reason. To show you some new institution called Bittel. Now he asks the next important question. Umahu Inyan Bittel Zeh. What is this Bittel? Mukach begamara gabi hadar min habodet tzar shiyavatel debitel midin hefkerho vahainu demaisin in Allah he the sufei teinim dahi mitoras hefker nagoba. So he says that bitel, and I'm just going to, he says midin hefker. It's midin hefker. But as you will see, he doesn't mean it's midin hefker like Tosus thinks it's midin hefker. Now I'll come back to that point. Let's just see what he says. He says the afal gav. So he says it's midin hefker. All right. He says the afal gav de behefker ki hay gav de lo mahani devade man de amar benichse di day de levat luvela hevu kaafra. Lo mashma davi hefker. So he says, now he's got some problems. So I'm telling you, it's midin hefker. But no doubt about it that if you did hefker with this kind of a language, it wouldn't help. The guy said, my nechasim are batal, and they should be like afredara. That's not hefker. Vesud v'gamar aminim mevat lo belibo. Furthermore, our Gemara says that you can do bittel belev by Pesach, by chametz. Ubevade delinian hefker mamono hefker belibo lo mahani. The dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Right in the area of dine mominus, dvarim shebelev are nothing. They have to have some kind of concrete expression, an objective expression. But here bittel's belev. So again, how can you say it's hefker? Vesula man da Omer Hasan bin Adarim. Ali b'de Reb Yossi de Hefker kimatana. Ma matana adi isay b'shus zoche lo nafkala m'shus nosein. Hachanami b'hefker. Ah, so you have a machlokes in Gemara Nedarim. One man da Omer holds that all you have to do is be mafkir in your nechasim, and they're considered hefker. But Reb Yossi argues. He says hefker is like a matana. Just like by the mechanism matana, until it goes into the other guy's rishus, it does not leave the rishus of the giver. So too hefker. V'kevin shekein bittel chametz l'Reb Yossi hechi mahani midin hefker v'halo asi l'rishus zocha. So how's it going to work according to Reb Yossi that bittel is going to be midin hefker? Because hefker has to be that it goes into the rishus of the other guy, and here, of course, not going to anybody's rishus. It could be sitting on your table the whole Pesach, or your cabinets, or wherever. So those are his three kashas against his own premise that it's midin hefker. Okay. Yeah, one second. By the way, I mean, Agavorcha. I mean, what, you wanted to find out machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and what's the idea of Hefker? Might be a nice thing to define. So the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Tana Kama about Hefker seems to be like this: that according to the Tana Kama, Hefker is a mechanism of Siluk Bilus. It's a removal of Bilus. That's Hefker. So therefore, according to the Tana Kama, who cares about the anybody else? The Rishus of the Zocha. We're not interested. It's simply a Siluk Bilus. The Torah gave a mechanism where you can be Masalik your Bilus from an object. That's according to the Tana Kama. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, Hefker is a type of a kinyan, but where your machne, instead of a specific gavra, it's universal. And there's your gemira's das is to be machne this to anyone who is zocha. That's why it's like matana. It's kimatana. It's a type. It's not a silut bilus. It's a positive haknah. But usually in a kinyan, you have a specific person you're being machne to. There's a machne and a kona. Here the kona is any man. That's what he holds. You leave it open. Your gemira's das is simply for whoever picks it up first. So it's a different kind of a different kind of mechanism than the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama is just simply Siluk Bilus. That's it. Rabbi Yossi doesn't have an idea like that of Siluk Bilus. His idea is that it has to be Nikneh al Yedei Acher. So therefore it's a different kind of Haknah, different type of Gemira's Das. Okay. In any case,
does it have to be after not call until someone actually picks it up?
Exactly. Yes.
So there's a time period that's the difference. There's going to be eight differences. There's a time period in between.
Right. That's exactly right. That's right. In other words, according to the Tana Kama, if the guy himself walks over and picks it up, he's reestablishing his abilus on it. According to Rabbi Yossi, he's not reestablishing anything. His bilus never went away. Okay. That's the Ron's Kasha. That's what the Ron's asking. He's saying, I'm telling you it's Midin Hefker. Now I'm telling you, I got three objections to my approach. It's exactly what he's doing. Okay, before we look at the Ron's answer, let's just take a look at Tosfos and Dalet Amud Beis. Midaraisa bebitul ba'al masagi. So Tosfos and Dalet Amud Beis, Midaraisa bebitul ba'al masagi, Tosfos says, Pirish bekontras, Midichsiv tashbisu veloksiv tivaru, Alma hashbasa belevi. Alma hashbasa belevi. Vikasha lari. Dahai hashbasa havarehi. Velo bittel. Okay, the Re totally. Tosis had a totally different shita than Rashi, and then, of course, what the Ron was trying to explain. He learns Tashbisu means Havara. Velo bittel. Desanya b'shmaitin, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Tzarech, Harei Omer, Tashbisu. Umatzinu l'Havara, Shehi Av Malacha. I'll just tell you quickly what that proof is. The proof is that when it says, Ach b'yom arishon Tashbisu, so they want to try to prove that the Tashbisu is happening on Yom Yudalit. It's not happening on Pesach. In other words, Bayom HaRishon doesn't mean Tezvav. Doesn't mean the first day of the holiday. Bayom HaRishon means Bayom HaKodem. So Rabbi Kiva says, I have a very simple proof. The proof is, and you have to know what Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Kiva did never held that Mitoch Shehutra Havara Litzorech, Hutra Havara Shalol Litzorech. There's Rabbi Kiva holds you can only do Havara and Yontif for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh. Okay? Not like what we hold. It has to be specifically Ochel Nefesh. Oh, so Rabbi Akiva said that I'll prove to you that Tashbisu has to be on the day before Pesach. Because Havar is an Av Malacha. It can't be done on Pesach. You can't burn Chametz on Pesach. That's not Ochel Nefesh. So it must be, when the Torah said, Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu, it must be Erev Pesach. So you see clearly that Rabbi Akiva is learning that Tashbisu means Havara. Okay? That's Tosa's proof. Va'od Tashbisu Amin Lekaman Acholak Shehu Mishesh Shau Sulamala Va'achar Isura Lo Mahani Bittel. Okay. So anyhow, what is Tosa's Svara? What does he hold? So, but the question is, the Gemara says, Midaraisa bebitl ba'alma sagile. And according to Tosfos, that's not what Tashbisu means. And there's a coin to Rashi. When the Gemara says Midaraisa bebitl ba'alma sagile, Rashi's saying it's coming from a pasuk, Tashbisu. Tashbisu means tevatlon, like Unkelus says. So that's exactly what the Gemara is referring to. But according to Tosfos, who learns that Tashbisu means Havara, so where does the Gemara know that you could do bittel? What's the source for bittel? Midaraisa. You can't just go around making up bittel. Bittel's a big chiddush that you can get rid of your whole iser bilus through bittel. So what is Tosa's answer? Va'omeri de midaraisa bebittel ba'almasagi mitam de me'acher shebitlo havi hefker v'yotza mershuso umutter. So since we know the halacha is that you can't have bal yiro and bal yimotze on somebody else's chametz or the base hamigdash, so therefore hefker will be very good. The Gemara says nedarim that in order to hefker you need like a bezdin, three people. Midaraisa ain't sarach. That's only the rabbanon. Midaraisa, you don't really need three people to do Hefker. That's a separate Durabanan. So, when the Gemara says Midaraisa v'bitl ba'al masagile, it means because of Hefker. We know there's a principle called Hefker in the Torah. And that's enough. Because it's only an Isser to have your Chametz, not somebody else's Chametz, or ownerless Chametz. So therefore, bittel means hefker. Plain and simple. And Tosis does not seem to be bothered by all the Ron's kashas. He holds it simply straight out hefker and has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Nothing. Tashbisu means havara. It means havara. Okay, so that I just want to point out to you, because that's going to be one extreme, which is Tosus that holds that Bittel is completely an idea of Hefker. That's it. And you don't learn it, you don't have to learn it out from any special psukim whatsoever regarding Chametz. It's simply a mechanism that exists in Kala Tarakula, in Dine Mominus. You have bittel, hefker. That's all it means. All right? Tosis doesn't comment any further about all these different problems that bother the Ron.
They do need to be addressed, no? I mean, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah.
They might need to be addressed, yes. I just want to point out what he holds. I think it's important to see it because we need to contrast it against the Ron. As you'll see in a minute.
All right.
Okay? But that's one approach. That it's a din hefker. Simply a din hefker. Yeah, I would just raise one question. Now, we don't have to answer it now, but it should be answered. Which is, if according to Tosas, hefker really works, there's a din hefker here. The question is, what is the Torah adding by the word by the idea of tashbisa? What is ach bayom arishon tashbisu sor mi batechem? But you don't have to do tashbisu; you can do hefker, and that solves the whole problem. Like, why does the Torah? Why does Hakadosh Baruch Hu have to come up with tashbisu for? If really bittel works, i.e., hefker, the mechanism that works in Kol HaTorah Kula, so what do I need Tashbisa? What do I need a Pasuk of Tashbisa for? I mean, obviously. I mean, I have to get rid of the Chametz. I could use Bittel, Hefker, or I could, you know, destroy it. What do I need a Pasuk for? Okay, I'm just raising that question. I'm not going to answer it now.
Isn't that what you give Shiva next week? Or?
Okay, I've been reminded here due to my approaching senility, that it seems that a couple weeks ago we did answer that, we explained this Tosas. Okay, good. I totally forgot. All right, but the questions, it sounds good again. All right, let's go back to the Ron. Okay, let's read this Ron slowly here. So he says it's a din hefker, and then he raises these three kashas why it can't be hefker. So what's his answer? Elahainu taima mishum de nehi de maida havi bershuse de inish lo matzi mafkerle ki hai gavna. While it's true that what? That something that was really, that something that's in the reshus of a person, you could never do hefker in this kind of a manner, meaning using the formula of bittel. It would never work by regular nechasim. Chametz shiny. Chametz is different. Lefisha ena b'shusa shel adam. Because really, it isn't in the reshus of a person. Ela sha'asa'u akasiv kiiluhu b'shusa. It's just that the Torah made it as if it is in his reshus. U'mishem hachi begilui daita ba'alma delo nichalei. And therefore, with simply a Gili Das revealing his mind that he doesn't want it, the lo nichale, the lahavi zechuse begivie, that it, he should have any kind of rights in the object, klal, at all, sagi, that's sufficient. Umahani afilo chametz yedua, and it'll be good even for chametz that's known to him. Kidamrina b'motza gluski yafifia the daite aluye, like he'll take care of if you find a nice piece of chametz on Pesach. Uve talmid ayoshev lefnei rabo v'nisker shieshlo isa migulgeles b'soch beso kidi isa lekame v'gamara, or a guy sitting in a shir erev Pesach and he remembers that he's got this dough that's been mixed and rising, okay. Utzna nami lakaman the perakelo ovrin haholech lishchor es pischo v'nisker sheyesh lachametz besoch beso im yachal lachzor ulevar v'lachzor lemitzvaso yachzor v'im lav yevata belibo, that if he's going to do the shechitas Pesach, so if he can get back home and do beer, he should do it. But if he can't and still do the mitzvahs karban Pesach, so he keeps on going, heading towards Yerushalayim, and he does bittel. So bittel works even on chametz yedua. And that's his answer. And that somehow takes care of his three problems. What did the Ron do here in this paragraph? He asked the good kashas. He wants it's midin hefker. Then he shows you one second, but the formula bittel wouldn't work by hefker. And moreover, what was the second question? What was it? Oh, yeah. You could be mevato b'libo. Okay, by the way, that's Machlokas Rishonim. But anyhow, but the Ron holds Mevato Belibo. And furthermore, Rabbi Yossi holds that it doesn't even work unless it's hefker only works. It's Bershus Zocha. So therefore, forget it. It sounds like it's not possible that it's Midin Hefker. Nah, along comes the Ryan and says, no problem. No problem. You're right. Hefker wouldn't work normally, but here it does work. So what's his idea? In other words, the first thing is, in other words, Rabbi Shmuel's din is what David said. In other words, Asana Torah Kilu Bershuso is a separate bilus of Isser. The Torah created a bilus of Isser. In other words, it rendered who is the Baal of Isser? It's the very person who had real bilus in terms of Dine Mominus, but was removed from it through the Isser Hanah of Chametz. The Torah said that that person, although the Torah has stripped him of his Dine Mamon, he still is the Baal insofar as the framework of Isser. It's a Kinyan Isser. Kinyone Isser. Bailus of Isser. Now what the Torah demanded of him is one thing. The way the Ron learns, the Torah demanded that he has to have the same Gemira's Das. He has to have a Gemira's Das for Hefker. Insofar as this object's concerned. He has to have a Das for Hefker. That is to say, what does a Das Le Hefker mean? Let's explain that. Let's not just leave that, you know. It's a Das Lefker means that he does, that this guy does not want this object related to him. He wants to be marchik this object. He wants it out of his realm. And he can do it, it would seem, in one of two ways. A Gemiras Das Lefker. And then we'll see in a moment through Bedika as well. In other words, let me just put that in there, you know, even though we didn't read it yet. But in other words, the fact that he searches for it and looks to get rid of it, that's the same thing. It's the same kind of an attitude of the Gavra. So it's a Gemiras Das for Hefker. It's a certain attitude of the Gavra towards the object. And that's why it makes no difference if it's Rabbi Yossi or the Tanakhama here. Because even according to whether you learn like Rabbi Yossi or the Tanakhama about Hefker, exactly how the mechanism works, they both agree on one thing. His interest is to get this object out of his Rishus. That's his objective. That's his attitude. That's his Das. So it doesn't, since it's not Dine Mominus, it doesn't have the technicalities of Hefker. But the Das of Hefker, it does have. So the Torah created a new kind of bilus vis-a-vis Chametz. Actually, I mean, bilus of Isser exists in other places as well. But it created this bilus insofar as Chametz. And now the Torah said that Tashbisu, that the Gavra has to have a certain attitude to rid himself of that bilus of Isser. That's what the Torah did. In other words, the Torah wanted that the Gavra should be marchik the Chametz from his existence. And therefore instituted this new thing called Bittel, which is Midin Hefker. It's not literally Hefker, but it's the din of Hefker. It has the essential character of Hefker. It utilizes that mechanism that works in Dine Mominus and applied that mechanism into the world of Bilus of Isser. and now said Tashbisu, meaning Bittel, meaning that you have a Das Lehefker. It's an attitude of the Gavra for Hefker. So according to the Ron, it is, do not get fooled. In other words, Midin Hefker, it's still a new mechanism in the world of Orachayim, in the world of Issa. It's not like Tosus learns that it's Hefker. However that works, according to Tosus. But according to the Ron, it's a borrowed mechanism. It's borrowed insofar as its essence. It's Gemira's Das. The Gemira's Das aspect, it's Midin Hefker. That's how the Ron learns. And therefore, the technicalities, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, yeah, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim is a Dine Mominus. Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim certainly is not a concept in the world of Arachayim. On the contrary, in Arachayim, Dvarim Shebelev can be very important. And that's why you don't care anymore about the technicalities of the machlokas, exactly how the mechanism works in the world of Dine Mamas between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama. Because it has to do with the Gemira's Das Lehefker. That's the Ron's idea.
I don't understand.
Yeah, regarding Kinyan Isser. So, of course, Kinyan Isser exists by Kiddushin. That's a Kinyan Isser. But through a mechanism of a Maisa Kinyan, she becomes mutter to you and usa to the world. And that engenders certain chiyuvim, of course, from the Baal to the Isha. I think I remember the Rav once gave an example. Look, I'm not in the area, so somebody's got to look it up. I want to say it's in Gemara Gittin. But I think it's a whole machlokas there, but I think according to some Amorayim, if you're mafkir, you're Eved, an Eved Kanani, you still have to give him a get shichror. IY. So I believe the Rav said, because there's two kinds of kinyonim in the Eved. There's a kinyon mammon in the Eved, but there's also a kinyon isser. And the Eved, if he doesn't have a get shichrur, he can't go out and become a full Jew to marry other Jews. Because there'll still be a kinyon avdus in him. Midin isser. I'm not in the area, but I think I recall that's the Rav want to use another example of Kinyone Yisr in the Torah. I know, but over here by comments you're saying the Torah created a bilus insofar as Isr. You're the Baal insofar as being violating Baal Yeroah Baal Yematzeh. It's a new kind of bilus. It's not a bilus in Mammon because you can't do anything with this object. But it's a bilus lav or a lav b'bal yirah b'yamatzeh. It's a bilus of Issa. And you must, so to speak, you know, divorce yourself or push that away. Eini rotza b'kiyuma. I don't want its existence. That's how you rid yourself of the bilus of Issa. But the Ron's learning that's through a gemiras das of Hefker. Lehefker. It's the same gemiras das as you have by Hefker. That's the concept of Bittel. Yeah, if you want, I mean, I'll contrast the third sheet to now. Maybe we should do that. Let's not go further than the Ron. Let's get the Ramban. I think it makes sense, because let's just contrast the three positions. So the Ron... Sure. That's exactly the problem they're grappling with here. When Rabbi Shmuel made his statement, Rabbi Shmuel didn't just make this up out of thin air. Rabbi Shmuel saw the problem. It has to be that way. It's intrinsic. You're telling me the Torah says it's Asur Banah, and then you tell me the Torah says you could violate Bayerah Bayamatzeh. How's it possible?
So you see,
by definition, the Torah has a concept of a bilus of Isser. And that's exactly why the Ron says, chametz shiny. Chametz is different. Because in chametz, it's not yours in dinei mamonis. So it doesn't have to follow, the mechanism doesn't have to be every point, every detail, like a hefker of dinei mamonis. That wouldn't make sense even. It's a separate idea of kinyan iser. And you remove the kinyan iser through a mechanism that has an essential attribute of hefker. Meaning a gemiras das of hefker. But the exact mechanism, it's going to be different. So now the Ramban says, I'm not reading the whole Ramban, I'm just getting to, he says like this, Elakacha Niomer. Okay, yes, it's very similar to the Ran, if you read it, but a little different, but whatever. But he says, Elakacha Niomer, Shehabitul Moel Lahotzio Mitoras Chomeitz Ulachshivo Ka'ofar, Sheina Roy Lachila, the Heter Zem Medivre Rebbe Shmalhu, that Bittul works to take it out from the world of Chomeitz and to be considered Afar, that's not fit for consumption, and this heter, meaning this novel idea that's matir you from an iser, we learn it out from Rabbi Shmuel. The Omar, Shnei Dvarim Eina Bershusa Shal Adam Vasana Kosov Gilhem Bershusa. Lomar, the Kevin Shalom Hikpida Torah El Shalom Yechamet Shalom Bershusa. The Isure Hana Eina Mamon Velo Karinim Beilacha. Bidinu Shalom Yavar Alav Beklom. It should have been that you can't violate anything. It's in a Sir Hanah. Ela Shah Torah Asa So, Ki Iluhu Brishuso, Lavar Lava Beis Lavin. But the Torah made it that it's as if it's in his Rishus to violate these Isurim. Now why? Now he gives a reason. Mipnei Shadaito Olav, Vuhu Rotze Bikiyumo. Because despite the fact that the Torah said it's Asur Banah, but I, as a Baal, my mind is on these objects. I don't want them to disappear. I want them. I want their existence. I want them to be available to me as soon as Pesach is over. I'm not giving them up. Lefikach, zesh eskima daito ledas Torah, v'yotza levatlo, shelo yehebo din mamon el shei motzim mershusa legamrei, shuv eino overlov. The low karin and beilacha came at you aser ve'ena rotsa b'kiyumo. So the Ramban says, therefore, a guy whose mind is in line, is maskim with the thoughts of the Torah, and he goes out to do bittel, okay, and that it should be out of his rishus completely, then he won't be over the iser because he doesn't want its existence. See, what's the Ramban saying? The Ramban saying is like this. The Torah, because of the Isser Hanah, removed the Bailus completely. Midin Mamo. But now what the Torah said is like this. Since the average person is a Rotsa B'Kiyuma, in other words, even though it's Asur Banah, but he wants its existence. He wants to retain his ability to utilize this object in the future. He doesn't want to give it up. So that attitude of a person that he wants its existence, the Torah created a bilus out of that intent. And now it's a gavra who's a rotsa b'kiyuma. That's the gavra of a bilus of Issa. The Torah structured a new kind of bilus based on the attitude of the person, not based on the reality of the dinei mamonis. The dinei mamonis, it doesn't exist in his world anymore. Oh, but he does want it to exist. So the Torah said that attitude, or maybe you'll say that hanah, that pleasure that I get, that I want its existence, and I know I can return to that chametz after Pesach, the Torah structured a new bilus around it. They created a new bilus. And now, so how do you get rid of that bilus? Very simple. You declare, in serious terms, with a real gemiras das, eini rotza b'kiyuma. I don't want its existence. It's dirt to me. It's nothing. I have no shaychus to that object. I don't care if I never see it again. And by doing that, I naturally remove the bilus of Isser. You see? I naturally subvert the whole bilus of Isser. So according to the Ramban, the bilus is a bilus of rotsa ani bikiyuma. I want its existence. And bittel is a new mechanism. See, he doesn't say hefker. He never mentions the word hefker once. He learns it's completely a new mechanism that's totally created. Tashpisu is totally created to undo the bilus of Isser. It's a completely new mechanism in the world of Arachayim. It's not based on any other Gemira's Das in the rest of the Torah. And that's why the Ramban, and many hold, I think Rashi is like the Ramban, that they're the other side. They're the polar opposite of Tosis. That Bittel is completely a new phenomenon of Eini Rotze B'Kiyuma. It's a completely new phenomenon to undo a Bilus of Isser. So you have the Ramban and Rashi on one end. You have the Ran in the middle that learns it's Midin Hefker. It is an idea of course it's a Hefker of, Ibitl is an idea of Orachayim, a Bilus of Isser. But it's based on the Gemira's Das of Hefker. And then you have Tosus on the other side, who learns that Bittel really is Hefker, has nothing to do with the Pasuk of Tashpisu Sor Mebatecha. Those are the three positions. And by the way, he says openly, if you read further in the Ramban, he says, he says, V'hocha adef nami mehefker, delo hodar ihu zachi be, da shavya ka'ofar, velo nichalei begviya, or begavei. Okay? He says it's a difa from hefker. Because in hefker you could reacquire, and here you don't. But that's the basic three-way machlokas. How do you understand what happened here? I mean, Tosus we don't know fully yet. I mean, I agree. Tosus just says it's hefker. But at least you understand what happened here. The Torah created a certain bilus, and now the question is, how do you undo that bilus? That's the machlokas between the Ran and the Ramban, and Tosus, of course, is totally different, that it's really hefker. Okay, I think we're going to stop here. We'll have to continue. Next week we'll have to deal with the problem how Bedika works. That's the next part of the run. How does Bedika get into the picture here? And then what do the Chachamim say? Okay?
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. The Ramban... Right. I don't know if I'm not... All I know is with the Ramban. See, the Ramban spells that out. How the bilus of Isser came about.
Right.
Yeah, he really spells that out nicely. See, the Ran doesn't. He just says it's based on the Rebbe Shmuel and period, and he moves on. You know, he says Chomet Shiny. It's just different. It's a bilus. He just makes the posits it's a bilus of Isser. The Ramban is showing you the nature of that, but how it got structured. Where did it come from? The Torah just didn't make it up. It's really based on a reality that even though the Torah said it's Isser, but a guy wants its existence. He still wants to relate the chametz. It might not be in a dine mominous way, but he wants its existence. In his mind, that stuff is still his. And he's just waiting for, you know, Pesach to get out of the way, and he's back in business. So there's a relationship between him and the chametz still. And now he has to be masking his das to the real das of the Torah of Tashbisu Seor Mebatechem. Now, certainly on a philosophical level, there is the idea is that the Torah really wants you to reject chametz. It's a rejection of chametz. It's a rejection of that staple for matzah.
Well,
According to this, you have to also do this.
In other words, with your own chametz that becomes Eina Shalo, but you're related to it. There's nothing in the real natural world that you need to do. You know what? In fact, in the real world, they look at it as yours. All you have to do is reach over and take it. No one's going to object.
Wait, we said the intent was...